Well, almost 900 Australians who are at the top of their fields in sports, science, the performing arts and media have been recognised in this year's Australia Day Honours List. David Taylor takes a look at some of the award winners.
They're the people admired and held in high esteem. Well-known names and the not-so-well-known, quietly getting on and achieving in their communities, workplaces and fields of endeavour.
And there it is! Australia have won the World Championship!
Netball star Liz Ellis becomes a member of the Order of Australia for distinguished services to netball, including leading Australia to a World Championship victory over New Zealand.
It is very, very sweet, and to do it with this bunch of girls is fantastic. We've been training hard.
Really, she looks forward to the day when women's sport is given equal credit.
And I feel really grateful that I've got the opportunity to be a part of that movement and that moment. I'm not satisfied though. I want to see more happen. I want to get to the point where we talk about sport and not women's sport. So I guess receiving this honour is part of that. I can keep that conversation going.
Quality shot after quality shot. As often happens when it's windy, the cream rises to the top.
Former women's world number one golfer, Kari Webb, is now an officer in the Order of Australia for distinguished service to golf as a player at the elite level and to the development of female golfers.
And another sensational shot. Take Kari Webb to 12 under.
It's been really rewarding for me. Obviously share the experiences that I've had throughout my life and my career and hope that it positively impacts these girls and gives them some tools to hopefully get the best out of themselves and to represent themselves and their families and Australia all around the world playing at the highest level.
Olympic champion Shane Gould has been honoured for significant service to swimming and to water safety programs in developing countries.
When a person has finally understands, the water holds me up, you know, that is just, to me, that's the ant's pants. It's like, you know, the sky's up there. Wow.
For that, she becomes a member of the Order of Australia. Another leading woman in her field, Professor Jenny Martin, is being honoured as a companion of the Order of Australia for eminent service to science and as an advocate for gender equality in science.
If we want to tackle the challenging problems the world faces today, we need all the best minds around the table, not just half of them.
Oxfam CEO Helen Sirkay has been recognised for her work as a human rights advocate, becoming an officer of the Order of Australia.
It's incredibly rewarding when you're able to have a direct impact on making changes that allow people to have a better life.
Professor Trevor McDougall is also tackling climate change. He becomes a companion of the Order of Australia, a nod to his discovery of four ocean processes, which led to dramatic improvements in ocean models simulating today's climate.
Particularly for the Great Barrier Reef, I'd be very surprised if parts of the reef are not continually bleached every year in, say, 40 years' time.
Former Australian Medical Association Federal President GP Mukesh Haikerwal nearly died after being assaulted and robbed by five men in Williamstown, Victoria in 2008. He also becomes a companion of the Order of Australia.
I mean, to get an award like this is something that you have to stop and breathe in and understand just what it means. It's very, I said, awesome. It's something that I would never have expected to have. Very grateful for it.
He now helps treat young Australians with mental health issues.
The work carries on. It's a very difficult thing to say, quoting Monty Python, but I'm not dead yet.
Commercial beekeeper Trevor Weatherhead wants to spread the buzz about bees.
One way of being able to, when accepting the award, is to be able to showcase our industry to the public.
He picks up a member of the Order of Australia. And Professor Cress Eastman is being recognised for his efforts to abolish iodine deficiency disorders throughout the developing world, dubbed the man who saved a million brains.
So it's been an enormously successful program that's protected the brains of somewhere around 30,000 babies per year in Tibet. So that was Australian effort, Australian money that went to provide that outcome.
Professor Cress Eastman ending that report from David Taylor.